mitzvah matzah. The Rashi says, "Mamkile imei chite mitchilas ketzir." His mother, when they started to cut down the wheat, mamish l'tzorach haPesach. She bedavka did it l'shem mitzvah matzah l'tzorach haPesach. The yovdu lo shimim mikora, and she did a shmirah even b'shafta with cutting down the wheat. So this is what his mother did for him. So l'maisa l'alocha, we hold that the ikar din shmirah is b'shas lisha. B'shas, you're kneading the dough. As soon as you put the water into the dough, that's called a matzah. When you have the matzah, it's a mitzvah to watch it. It's interesting though, but people are machmir metchila. We have dough is called matzah, shmura matzah, b'shas ktsira v'yelech. L'maisa, there is a chumra that we're machmir, that the shmirah should also be done b'shas ktsira. That means b'shas, the goyim go down to cut down the wheat. Usually there's a mashkiach there. There's the Yisrael there watching the goyim cut down the wheat. And the mashkiach is there watching to make sure no water comes down on the wheat once it's cut off. And echlam, if water comes down, then they don't use that flour. That's usually the minig to buy shmur matz. It's called miktsir v'yelech. Now it's interesting, these two dinim are two different halachas. The Chassam Sefer really asked for a little kasha. The Chassam Sefer is that lalacha b'shashi making the matzah is a machlokes we're showing them, but we hold you can't have a goy make matzah. Even if a Yisrael is oymer agav of watching the goy make the matzah, it's no good. You dafka need a Yisrael to make the matzah. And the pshat is because we hold making the matzah, you have to make it l'shmur. Just like when somebody writes a get, we can't have a goy write a get. A goy doesn't do things l'shmur. You only have to have a Yisrael making the get. Who adin b'shasti asiyas matzah, when they put the water into the dough to kneading it, a goy can't make matzah l'shmur. You dafka need a Yisrael to make the matzah l'shmur. Like this in the Gemara. Who shemartem es matzah, the Rashi says, you have to make the shimur l'shmur. So new din, you have to have matzah l'shem, the matzah has to be made, l'shem mitzvah matzah, you need dafka Yisrael to do it. So Chassam Sefer is, how come the minig is, nobody's makpir when they go down to buy the wheat from the farmer, that the Yisrael goes and drives the tractor and cuts down the wheat. That nobody does. Everybody lets the goyim there drive the tractors and cut down the wheat. Just the mashkiach is just there, oim agav of watching them, that no water, no rain comes on the wheat. If you hold with machmet avish shmirah b'shas tzira, why don't we have that the Yisrael should have to cut it down? And have kavon l'shem mitzvah matzah. That's his aura. The chord of pshat is, though, that there are two different mitzvah dinim shmirah here. This mitzvah, to make it l'shmur, it's only considered b'shas you have matzah. It's called when you're making the matzah, you have to make it l'shmur. Just like when you have a get, when you go to write the get, you have to write it l'shmur. Now, when it was called we have a matzah here? Only b'shas lisha, when you have the dough. That's the beginning of the matzah. Before the dough, when you're cutting down the wheat is not called the matzah yet. So there's no mitzvah making the matzah then. There's no matzah then. That din that last Gemara, the Rav was makbid, or his mother was makbid, that's the stam as the hearest dikalochem. Then you need to be careful when you're doing mitzvahs that no water should come upon it to make the chimitz. That's stam as the hearest dikalochem. You're supposed to be there just to watch it that no water is coming to make the chimitz. That's not a din you're making l'shmur. There's nothing there to make. There's no matzah there yet. You just have wheat. You're not making wheat. You're only making matzah. So the din to watch it, b'shashi cutting the zecher only, a shmir v'digalochem, that water should not fall on it. So that's enough, even though the goyim are cutting down the wheat, but as long as a mashkiach is there, and the mashkiach is watching and no water comes upon the wheat, that's okay. That's good. Like the mashkiach, it's interesting, is this you said is a machlek, is really Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam learns, it's interesting, that by matzah, he learns that if you have egg matzah, you could be yotze mitzvah matzah. That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam with May Peres, you could be yotze mitzvah matzah. Just matzah ashiri, not yotze, that's if you have wine or shemen udvash. Let's say you only have egg matzah. Just May Peres, just eggs alone or apple juice. In the matzah, the Rambam Shita, you could be Mekai mitzvah matzah. Ramban is the kasha. How could the mekayim the mitzvah matzah? You can't be mekayim mitzvah shmira. We said the pasuk says no shematim as a matzah. You can only be mekayim the mitzvah matzah if there's an inyan shmira to watch it doesn't become chometz. See if you have water in the flour, so water and flour together becomes chometz. So when you make it, you have to watch it shouldn't become chometz. You can be mekayim the mitzvah shematim as a matzah. Mashenkin, if you only have May Peres apple juice and flour doesn't come with the chometz. So there's no inyan to watch it. So how could you be mekayim the mitzvah matzah with apple juice? There's no inyan shmir of watching the matzah. That's the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. So the Chazon Ish wants to answer the pshat from the Rambam is there's also a mitzvah shmira. The shmir is b'shashi making this apple juice and water or egg matzah. You have to watch it that other water shouldn't fall into the matzah. You can also watch it. True, you don't have to watch this dough right now. This dough only has flour and apple juice, won't come with day chametz. But you have to watch it that other water won't come into this. So that's also called a type of a shmira. That's the way the Rambam learns. So if, even though you have mamish egg matzah, according to the Rambam, you could use it for the Pesach by night, for the Seder by night. Lalacha, we don't hold it, the Rambam. But according to the Machlokes is, what's the din shmira? According to the Rambam, the whole din shmira is just to watch it, that other water shouldn't fall here. But it's not considered a maisa siya, you're doing something, making it lishmo. According to the Ramban, we're saying that's what we hold lalacha, the inyan of shmira is to make something lishmo. You have to make the dough now, and while you're making the dough, there has to be such a dough that this dough could come with the chimitz. So while you're making it, you have to make it lishmo. It's not come with the chimitz. Why am I doing it? The shame mitzvah's matzah. So Ramban says you only yotze with matzah that could come with the chimitz, and the mitzvah is b'shas you make it lishmo. It shouldn't come with the chimitz. But the Rambam is not like that. Really, it's a sefri like that. There's a free dashin, the famous Rosh Rashi Mizan Chumash in his posse. Who shemarte metzah matzah, it's a sefri dashin, al tikri matzah is a mitzvah. There's an Indian to watch all the mitzvahs. Any mitzvah you do, watch yourself, be careful you do the mitzvah the right way. So Shalom, what does that Rosh have to do with here? The way the Ramban learned, it's a mitzvah to make the matzah l'shmo, what does that got to do with time watching yourself doing all mitzvahs? But the way the Rambam learned is very good. The Indian of Shemarte Mesamatzah is an Indian to Vashashi doing this mitzvah matzah, just watch it, be careful there that other water shouldn't fall into become chametz. So it's just as the Hebrews is telling when you're doing this mitzvah now, watch it, be careful how you're doing the mitzvah. So you can learn now to all mitzvahs like that. Any mitzvah you do, there's an Indian to watch the mitzvah, make sure you do it the right way. So that's the Sefri Drosha, Shemarte Mesamatzah means mitzvahs. Watch any mitzvah you do, make sure you do it till chosay. Because that's the din of here also. It's not an inyan of making it l'shmo according to the Rambam. It's just to watch it that other water shouldn't fall in here. Right. But l'maisa our minig is though that b'shas lish itself we're marked, but it's called an asiyah l'shmo, and you daf need a yisroel to do it, and you have to say you make it l'shem mitzvah matzah. But that's only b'shas you have the dough when the water goes into the flour, because that's called you making a matzah. But avad before that that we have a shmir b'shas k'tzira, that's only as the heuristic halacha. That as long as the mashkiach is there watching that no water falls upon the wheat, that's enough. But then you don't need a yisrael to cut down the wheat, because it's not considered nasi over there. Yeah. Right. Merhu arva, there was a boat, a ship. The chita, a ship full of wheat. The tova, it sunk, the ship sunk. Kitza, the wheat got wet. Is the chishta on the place chishta? Is Shari Ravel is Vulunachim. Then they picked the ship up and got it on shore and got all the wheat also. Wet wheat. So now what they do with it? It's for Shash of Chametz. So Ravel was mad to them to sell it to Nachim. It was before Pesach, but he said, don't sell it to Yisroel because we're afraid they'll leave it over and use it for Pesach, and it's Chametz thick wheat. So he's mad to them to sell it to a guy. But the more Ace for Rabbi Valavoy and a Ravel. So Rabbi Valavoy has to cash the Ravel. How could you sell this wheat that has a chash chametz on it before Pesach to a goy? Why aren't we afraid that maybe the goy will sell it back to a Yisrael? Like we have a lochem, beged shavut by klayim. Somebody has a suit, and in the suit he got klayim. He had a wool suit, and a piece of flax got lost inside, and he doesn't know where the flax is there. So Lamai said, this suit now is klayim. It was arayzer, the din is arayzer loyim achren lonochri. You're not allowed to sell this suit to a goy. Why? Because we're afraid, since you can't tell it has klayim, maybe the goy will sell it back to Yisroel, and Yisroel will eat klayim. V'lo yaseh boy madas techamor. You can't make it for saddle to ride on your chamor. Rashi says, because we're afraid, maybe you'll get a patch, you'll get a hole in your pants, and you'll take off a piece from there and make it on the patch, and you'll come to wear it. So you'll be having hanof from klayim, so you shouldn't make it a madas techamor. V'lo yisenoi soy tachrichin ameis. But you're allowed to use this beged for tachrichin for meis. Because the mace is allowed to wear klayim. And once you put it on a mace, nobody else could use it because the begodim of a mace becomes asur banor. Like Rashi says, I will lay some nice of tachrich on the mace, then may have some su loy shokel. Once you put it on a mace, nobody's going to take away his tachrichim. The big day ha mace asur banor. The clothing you put on a mace becomes asur banor. O mace, how could the mace himself wear klayim? Ain't mitzvahs negas boy. When you're dead already, you don't have a chiyah to do mitzvahs. The pasuk says, be maceim choshi. Kivin shemeis adam nashi chavshim in a mitzvah. As soon as a person is meis, he's put them in a mitzvah. He's allowed to, you're allowed to put on him then a beggar that has klayim on it. But akol ponim, the Gemara says now lenochri my time aloy. How come you're not allowed to sell this beggar to a goy? What's wrong selling to a goy?
Lav mishumang, we afraid. Toho de maz vili Yisrael. We're afraid maybe this guy will go and sell it back to Yisrael. So here also the same thing. How could you sell this wheat now, these tons of wheat that has a chash chametz on it before Pesach? How could you sell to a guy? Why aren't you afraid? Maybe the guy will go and sell it back to Yisrael. Now, if the Gemara Nechnami, hod the Rama Rava, then Rava sell a little different psak. Lizavino kaba kaba Yisrael Nechnami. The Yeti should not sell this whole ton of wheat to a guy, but rather sell small portions of it to Yisrael. Kihecha dekal yakami pischa. Nor it sell to 100 different yidin a pound of the wheat. That's all. Kadeh that each yid will finish the wheat before Pesach. So it won't come to any chash of chametz. Drashi kaba kaba. Kaba lezeva kaba lezev loy harba lishechot. Don't have to sell a lot to one person. Kadeh those zecha finish it up before Pesach. Ve'enach nami to sell a lot to one person or even to a goy is also of agzeira. Maybe he'll come back to a yid that will eat it on Pesach. So the best answer is sell small amounts to a lot of people that, let's say it's a week before Pesach, that for sure on this week they'll finish it up before Pesach. Tana Rabbonin. Ein moilolin es takadeiro bepesach. You can't moilolin, that means Rashi bekemach. Moilolin usually if you have like a tavshol, you want to make it a little thicker. So how do you make like a soup thicker? You add some flour into the soup that makes the texture a little bit thicker. So on Pesach that you shouldn't do that. Ein moilolin es takadeiro bepesach. Rashi, a moilin, bekemach with flour. Kori melila, kishenoistin kemach l'tashu, when you put the flour into a tashu to make it thicker, that you should do on Pesach. V'aroitzer sheyimul, somebody davka wants to make his soup a little thicker, noisin es hakemach, you could put flour, v'yachakach noisin es hachoymitz, but right away put vinegar there. Vinegar is very strong, and it burns up the flour, it won't let it become chometz. V'yesherim, some say, af noisin es hachoymitz, you could even first put the chometz into the soup, and then after that you're allowed to put the flour into it, a big yichidish. Even though the vinegar is mixed into the soup, still when you put the flour in, the vinegar like burns up the flour, it won't let it become chometz. So the Morman Yesherim, who's this Yesherim that says, even in the pot, you're allowed to put the flour into the vinegar? Amar Rav Chisda, Reb Yehudi, goes according to Reb Yehudi Shita. The Tanam we learned like this. Her ilfis, that's a frying pan. V'yakdeira pat. She'avira miroischin. It is on Shabbos. If you took it off the fire on Shabbos, so it's called a kli rishon. A kli rishon means this was a pot that was cooking on the fire. So when you take it off the fire, it's still called a kli rishon. You're not allowed to cook in it. It's loyita l'teich le'tavlin. You're not allowed to put spices into the pot right now because you're cooking on Shabbos. Avonois l'teich akara. The answer is pour it out of the pot into a plate, which becomes a kli sheni. And in a kli sheni, then there's no bishul, then you're allowed to put the spices into a kli sheni. Or else pour it out into another bigger plate, and in the bigger plate, then you can pour the tavlin into it. We have Yehudu, and Rabbi Yehudu says, La kerlu noisin. So here it's a chiddish. Poshe la kerlu noisin, the Gemara and Shabbos and Mashma, we have Yehudu, even the kli rishon, it's mutter. The spices, the kli rishon doesn't cook. You can put any spice even to a kli rishon chutz midav sheish by chaymus v'tzir. Unless in that pot there's chaymus, there's vinegar and tzir, something very strong. If it's very strong, the chaymus v'tzir, that burns up the spices, that like cooks the spices. So Rashi here learns not that. Rashi learns here, if Yehuda is talking about a kli sheni, that we say you're allowed to cook in a kli sheni, he owes anything you could cook in a kli sheni. Only if the kli sheni has chaymetz, has vinegar inside it, you're not allowed to cook inside it. As even though it's a kli sheni, that means you had the pot that was on the oven. You took on the top of the stove. You took the pot off, spilled off the soup into a plate. Now this plate is called the kli sheni. So you're allowed to put spices into the soup now. Now kli sheni is not mavashal. There are certain cases when a kli sheni is mavashal. We're not going to go into Yechaz Bishol now. There are certain things, kalei avishal, that cook very easily, like matzah, bread, you shouldn't put into a kli sheni sometimes. But I'll call him here a kli sheni for tavlin. It's not mavashal the tavlin, but I'll call Rabbi Yossi Yozlo, but if in the kli sheni there's chaymus, there's vinegar, that's very strong, that will make that even the tavlin will get cooked up. So what do you see here? That even though the vinegar is not the only thing in the kli sheni, you have a soup in the kli sheni. Just you have vinegar there also. You see, even though the vinegar is mixed into other liquids, but vinegar is still very strong. So when you put the tavlin inside it right now, the tavlin will burn up, the tavlin will be burnt, will be cooked from the chaymus.
Here also, if you want to throw the flour into this tavshum, as long as there's vinegar in there, even though the vinegar is mixed up with the other food, the vinegar still has the strength to it, that when you throw the flour into it, the vinegar like burns up the flour right away, it won't let it become chametz. So according to Rabbi Yossi, this will be mutter. So the more of a nukma k Rabbi Yossi, why don't we that sound like a different Rabbi Yossi? Like Rabbi Yossi, another man, but it's not, we learned like this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Shoyrin b'chaymitz, v'chaymitz tzaintzon. You're allowed to soak it into vinegar, and vinegar is chaymitz, it. Vinegar makes it very strong, it won't come with a chimutz. So Chur Rabbi Yossi means here, by on Pesach, that you're allowed to soak your wheat in vinegar. You see, clearly also, vinegar is chaymitz. Vinegar, like, burns up the wheat, it won't come with a chimutz. Now the Gemara, ki yashmin and leather Rabbi Yossi, when do we hear this chiddush from Rabbi Yossi? Hanimili di yisi b'yenei, only when the vinegar is by itself. It says clearly you can put the kemach into the vinegar. Avlaidei tarubas loy. But we're talking about we have the vinegar mixed into other tarshum. The vinegar is mixed up with the soup. How do we know even then it's mutter? That's the bigger chiddush. So that you don't have a raya from Rabbi Yossi. That you only have a raya from Yehudi's halacha. That even though the vinegar is mixed up with the other food, still the vinegar has the strength to it. That he's talking about putting tavlin, putting spices into this food now, there'll be an issur bishul. And no one by Yosef Pesach, you would be allowed to put the flour into this food that has vinegar, because vinegar burns up the flour. Oh, but Allah, we don't hold like this. Ule amar echot zev yechot zeroser. We hold both cases are roser. That on Pesach, you don't put no flour into any of your foods on Pesach. Mishum lech lecher minu nazir eschar schar. Lekarmel atikrib. It's like a mushroom. Like in a zira, a nazir. Someone that's not supposed to drink wine or eat the grapes, we tell them don't even walk near the vineyard. Don't even get the temptation to take the grapes. We tell you, be machmir, don't come near the grapes. It's here also, as the chumra ziris of Pesach, don't get used to putting any type of flour into your tavshom. Because you have to be afraid, maybe you will come with a chimitz. And that's the lacha, we don't put no flour into our foods on Pesach. Only type we use is, like we had before, if you have matzah that was once baked, once it was baked, it can't come with the chimitz anymore. So what we do is we grind up the matzah and you get matzah meal. You get flour that way. But take pure flour, we don't put into our foods on Pesach. Rav Papi Sharolei Leburdiki Devei Hresh Kalusa. He was matter, the Burdiki, that's the baker, Rashi says. He was matter that the Resh Kalusa is baker, Lemimche Kedera Bechsisa. He was matter on Pesach when he had a type of a food that he wanted to serve. He wanted to make a little bit sicker. He was matin to put chasisa. What's chasisa? So Rashi learns chasisa is kimcha diavshunim. It's mamish flour, but not regular flour. Diavshunim means that the wheat was roasted first. You had the wheat roasted in the oven first, and then you ground it up, made it into flour. So that type of a flour he was matrim to use on Pesach. Tosfos says that can be pshat. Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos, Pirat HaKodesh is Kimcha De'ashun Be'koshon, Do'liyel Asrinim, before we said it's also, we have to be afraid, maybe you didn't bake it so well in the oven, you didn't roast the wheat so well, that maybe later when you cook it, it's also we have before. So how could he be matzah here? For Lekaman the Polit, before we said if you just roasted the wheat in the oven, you're not allowed to use that wheat, that flour, and cook with it. So near the reader, for Tosfos learns, can appear Shbiorach, the Chasisi Kemach Shel Adoshim. It means flour made from lentils. The Eindarkim Lovu De Chimitz Kokach. The flour doesn't come with the chimitz. Therefore, the flour of lentils, which doesn't come with the chimitz, that he was matim to use. Omar Rabbi says, Ikud De Shari Ki Hai Milso, Beduchtu De Shrichi Avdi. So, Rabbi didn't like this heter. He said in the Mokim like Resh Kalusa, he had his burdiki, vice wasn't a big tzaddik. Vice was Taman Eved there, a worker there. And the Goyish workers. So you have to be afraid when you let the Goyish workers play around with flour, maybe they'll come to make real chametz there. So you shouldn't let this happen. Ikadiyami, some say, no, just the opposite. Rava Gufa Mochale Kidra Bechsisa. Some say Rav himself, Gufa, used this type of a flour, and he did thicken his tashos with this type of a flour. So the way Tosfos learned is good. It wasn't real flour, wheat flour. Havad, the wheat flour, you have to be afraid, maybe comes the chimitz. He only used lentils, which is only kidneys. So Lalocha, we don't use Adoshim, that Ashkenazim Amachman, not the kidneys. But Mikir Adin, at Gemara, time of the Gemara, yet, kidneys was mutter. So this Adoshim is mutter, because it doesn't come with the chimitz. So it's the Mishnah. Ein neusten kemach l'teich haroises.
on Pesach you're not allowed to put flour into charoistis. Rashi says v'yesh b'chaymitz. It doesn't mean the real charoistis we have. It's a type of a dish that has vinegar there. Rashi says v'yosel litfu by boser. The type of a dish you use to dip your meat into. Or regilim losses by kemach. They used to put some flour into this a dish. V'chol davar shemako es taimoi. Anything that comes a little tingy, a little strong like, the kemach liachas man machmitz umakor etatam. Flour is also good. Because when you put flour into this dish like, the flour after a while becomes chametz. It becomes yeast, chametz. And chametz also gives off a tingy taste. So therefore, if you want to make this a tasty thing, they used to put flour into it. So this you should do on Pesach, because you have to be afraid they'll come with their chametz. Oil terech achardol. Russia can't put wheat into mustard. The same thing, you have to be afraid maybe come with their chametz. V'yimnosen, if you put your wheat, the flour, into the mustard or into this charsis, is... You should eat it right away. Don't let it stay too long. Maybe come with a chametz. The answer is eat it right away. Rabbi Meir Oyser. Meir says, no, you can't eat it. You have to be afraid it becomes chametz right away. You have to burn it.
Yeah.
The korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook. Loi b'mashkin, not with water. Loi b'mei peris. You can't cook it in mei peris, in apple juice, any type of juices. Why? Because the locha is, Pesach has to be tzli, has to be roasted. Avos sochin. But b'shas you're roasting it, you're allowed to shmir on the top of it, mei peres. U'matzvila noisvei behen. After you roasted the korban pesach, now when you come to eat the korban pesach, you're allowed to dip the meat into the juices, into mei peres' mutter. Mei tashmisho shenachtem. The nachtem, the baker, when he makes his matzah, he has water there that he washes off his hands, keseda, when he's making the matzah, is yishofchu. You should spill it out right away. Because that water has like flour inside it, some of the matzah, and you're afraid that water becomes chametz, so you have to spill it out, not to have anor, not to have chametz in your rishus on Pesach. Rashi mitash mishus on achtem shemitzanim b'yod that he cools off his hands there v'shoshu oirech u'makate v'samatzi yishovchu. It's the water they use b'shas he's kneading out the rolling out the matzah. He wants to wash off his hands, keep his hands cool, so he puts it into cold water. That water you have to spill out often because you shouldn't let it stay too long. It shouldn't come with a chametz. Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says. That the Mishnah says the Shalak you're allowed to put the kemach into the charoist of Techa Chardol, so then we had a machloikis. That Tanakama says eat it right away if you did it. And the Meir says no, it's us, you can't eat it anymore. So Chizda Rav Kana learns the machloikis if you put the flour into the mustard. Avo Techa Charoist, if you put it into this dish of the charoistis, Divri Haki Yisarf Miyad. Everybody holds if you put the flour into it, it becomes osir, and you have to burn it right away. You can't eat it. Rashi machlokes to show relay Tanakam leochlan. The Tanakam says you're allowed to eat it miyad, eat it right away, fast. But noisel techachad, so you put the flour into the mustard. Lefi shuchozik, mustard is very strong. V'yemani chamal hachmas, doesn't let it become chametz too fast. But the other way, you put it into the charoisis, that's us. Everybody else, you have to burn it right away. But matani nam yochi, have a riot of kan also. A noisel kamel techacharoisis. You can't put the flour into this dish to charoisis. If you did put flour into it, you serve miyad. You have to burn it right away, like Rav Kana says. Let's say you put the flour into the mustard dish. We have no way me you serve miyad. The chomim moim though yoich miyad. It doesn't become chomish. You eat it right away. So it's a raya clearly to Rav Kana. But the machlokes is only teich achardul, but teich acharoyis. Everybody the machlokes only teich acharoyis. The machlokes is about teich achardul. But then everybody holds, you have to burn it right away. So we have a riot to Rav Kana. Omer Rav Huna, bread of Yehuda. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Halacha kedivri chachomim. We pass them at the chachomim, that b'toich hachardol, you're allowed to eat it. Chamarim yoichim miyad. If you put the flour into mustard, you're allowed to eat it. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Rav Huna, bread of Yehuda. Acharoisis komar, are you going on charoisis? That what acharoisis komar mar?